The models of the ships Erzherzog Ferdinand Max and Re d'Italia represent the most famous ships of the Battle of Lissa. It was the first major naval battle between armored steamships and the last battle in which intentional ramming maneuvers were executed. Although the number of ships on both sides, Austria and Italy, were roughly equal, the Italian fleet had the advantage in the number of modern ironclads and larger wooden steam frigates and corvettes. The Italians had 641 cannons, while the Austrian ships had 532. The weakness of the Italian fleet lay in the inferior equipment of their vessels and the inadequately trained personnel, lacking engineers and gunners. Additionally, Admiral Pisano, their commanding officer, was indecisive and divided. Furthermore, the Kingdom of Italy had only been established 5 years earlier, and its naval forces were assembled from four recently unified states. It was a clash between the Grey Italian and Black Austrian ships. The Austrian ships were well prepared, and Admiral Tegetthoff had diligently trained his fleet, organizing them into three groups of seven ships, sailing in a wedge formation. They won thanks to greater courage, expertise, and the training of their crews and commanders. Most of the 7,800 crew members in the Austrian fleet were sailors from Dalmatia and Istria. Austrians were mostly officers, along with Czech gunners. Interestingly, many Italians were in the Austrian fleet, especially from Venice, a city that Austria ceded to France's Napoleon III after the Battle of Lissa, and he subsequently handed it over to the Kingdom of Italy. During the battle, Tegetthoff ordered the armored ship Ferdinand Max, whose model is displayed in the exhibition, to ram the side of the ship Re d'Italia, creating a 15-meter gash in the enemy's hull, causing it to sink to the bottom of the sea in just 2 to 3 minutes.